Thessalonians 2, 4 and 5, God entrusts us with his gospel. Even as we speak without flattering people, God tests our hearts. Thessalonians 7, 7 and 8. God did not call us to uncleanness and immorality, but holiness. Anyone who rejects this is rejecting God, who also gave us his Holy Spirit. Rightly study and follow God's word of truth. Shun false teachings. They cause ungodliness. They spread like cancer. Through Titus 1, God demands that we must hold fast to his faithful word, follow sound doctrine. We must correct and warn those who contradict God's word, deceivers who are an abomination. Claim to be wise and always learning, but they reject God's truth. Through 2 Timothy 3, God warns that evil people will grow worse and worse. They are deceived and deceivers, even in church. call 2 Timothy 3:16 a lie, saying that God did not inspire all scriptures, and parts of this Bible are wrong. They even say God changed what he clearly called a sin. In Ezekiel 33, God demands that we warn people who want to drink the poison of false teachings that they like better than God's truth. If they ignore us, that's their choice. But also in Ezekiel 33, God warns us, if we stay silent about drops of poison people believe and they die, then God will hold us guilty. Ezekiel 33, verse 8. Another promise of God.